Hello, and welcome to Movie Fail with Tim and Soren. Bond 22, commonly referred to as Quantum of Solace, has taken the series in a new direction, although I'm not entirely sure whether this new direction is in the franchise's best interest. This Bond movie picks up quite literally where the last one left off, with Bond hunting down his lover's killers.
That is exactly the problem with this movie. We don't care about what happened the last movie anymore because there's no room for any kind of character development in this movie. It was a really short movie for Bond movie. It was about an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Casino Royale was about 2 hours and 30 minutes or something to that effect. And quite frankly, I just didn't care about what was going on, and that's why this movie was so incredibly bad. And that goes on the director, Mark Forrester. And normally he's really, really good from all the other movies I've seen. And I think that's why they picked him to do this movie, for character development, and it just didn't work out.
Exactly. They tried to add in the first movie. Well, the first problem I think is one that they. The first movie was good, but I was hoping that in the second movie he, with all the original Bond movies, Bond has relations with many women and doesn't focus on one to such an extent that he does in the first movie. And in this new movie, he is continuing to focus on after her death the. His original love interest, and that's a major problem. You can't keep Bond is not that kind of person. If you've seen any Bond movies previously, they're nothing like that.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't have minded that if the director had done a better job of making us care about her. If they had like a dream sequence maybe where Bond wakes up in the middle of the night with a nightmare about Vesper died and all this nonsense.
But exactly.
I just didn't care, and they can't do that. They just can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
I was also going to comment about the action. The action was really bad in this movie. It was a lot more than the first movie. In Casino Royale, there were 3 major action scenes. All of them were awesome. In this movie, there was about 20. I'm exaggerating, of course. But they weren't that good. They were really choppy. The editing was terrible. I didn't know who was who.
And there was also no need for them. It felt like in the first movie, the action sequences drove the storyline that they were meant to be there because it had something to do with the story. At some point, the two main characters are falling out of a plane, and it's just it doesn't make any sense why that would be happening in the story sequence at all. It's kind of nonsense, and it's also incredibly boring
and outrageous.
Exactly. And while the movie, as Tim mentioned, the movie is rather short for a Bond movie, it felt a lot longer, at least for me, than Casino Royale, because by the end of the Casino Royale, I was like, all right, it was a long movie, but, you know, it was interesting, had some good plot developments up until the end. I didn't really like it, but with this movie, the issue was that it was boring. I mean, it was just boring. So, like, when you got to action sequences like the plane that happens towards the end of the movie, I was just kind of, I actually yawned during the action sequence. I was like, this shouldn't be happening. So
I just didn't care. That's the worst part of this movie. No one cares about anything. Also, there was no plot. No plot.
Yeah, the plot was terrible.
No plot.
I mean, the plot was literally, this is not really a spoiler alert. It's not saying anything that happens in the movie. But the main arch villain, you know, I mean, to be able to walk in the footsteps of Dr. No and Goldfinger and all these people, and to have a guy whose main goal is to literally steal the utilities from a country and hold it ransomed so that they can charge more money for water.
Yeah, that was what it was.
That's the most ridiculous plotline I've ever heard of in my life.
Yeah.
What kind of supervillain is that? He's stealing water from people. That's terrible. That's not even. Yeah. I mean, that's only half of the previous villains are mass murderers or serial killers or something crazy with henchmen and. This guy's just like a businessman who kind of wants, you know, a little more money on taxes or something. I don't know. I didn't even care.
His brother Elvis is the henchman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny guy. Let's wrap this up, sir. What do you think?
Yeah. All right. So, first, let's start with director fail.
Director fail, definitely. For all the reasons mentioned above, Mark Forrester really failed at this movie. And it's a shame because he's an awesome director. But maybe it was the writer's strike.
Yeah, I don't know.
He had no story, but, but I could have done a better.
There was no explanation for this. He's done great movies like Stranger Than Fiction, Finding Neverland, which was great.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our next section.
Okay.
Actor fail.
Daniel Craig was kind of wooden, and Olga Kurylenko or whatever her name was, she was also wooden in this movie. She was really dull.
It could
be because she doesn't speak English too well.
Yeah. I recently saw Defiance, and Daniel Craig does a much better performance.
Yes.
We'll probably do a review on that coming soon. But he has so much more feeling in a movie like that. And I know, I understand this is a Bond movie, but in a movie where they're doing so much focus on a romance, you can't have somebody who's not going to portray the feelings well enough. You have to actually, you know, bother to either have him be just a, you know, a gallant
stone cold killer.
Exactly. Or you know, one or the other. You can't have somebody who's just kind of like at one point really like sad and has feelings, and at the next point kill 300 people. It just doesn't make any sense.
He really didn't sell his role very well.
No.
Plot fail, Soren?
Yeah, just to the max. That, you know, as we mentioned before, the plot was just absolute garbage. I don't know what they were thinking.
In a nutshell, movie fail. Actually, you do have to see it. It's a Bond movie. But I wouldn't recommend this movie to anyone.
Yeah,
for the fact that it's a Bond movie.
Exactly. If you're looking for Q, gadgets, and Aston Martin, you're not going to see any of that. The Aston Martin's in the beginning for about 5 seconds. They do no details on it. And it gets all smashed up, and there's nothing left in the movie. So this is a Bond movie in name only. This is like a bad imitation of a Bourne movie, actually.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. Exactly was. Oh, the scene in the hotel at the beginning.
Exactly, it was just Bourne.
Yes.
But the Bourne movies are much better. Highly recommended.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for watching.
And
listening,
stay tuned.
Rather.
Yeah. Stay tuned for the next episode coming
Installment.
Installment, yes.
Right. Movie fail.